Welcome to the Overweight Mind podcast. My name is Jay Nixon, and I'm the best-selling author of The Overweight Mind. This podcast is where the power of positive psychology, mindset, and personal development converge to transform lives. I hope you'll join us on this uplifting journey as we explore the secrets to creating a lifestyle that leads to happiness, health, and wealth. Discover how science of the mind can help you achieve your weight loss goals and unlock your full potential of life. It's where the magic of the mind meets the path to a healthier, wealthier you. Welcome to the show. Before we dive into the show, I want to take a quick moment to talk about the sponsor of this episode. It is very dear and near and close to my heart because it is Lori's company, Spa Star. If you ever had the opportunity to watch someone create something from a thought or a vision and make this magical thing actually come to life, well, then you'll know why I'm so extremely proud of her and why I'm so excited to have her sponsoring the Thrive Forever Fit show. If you've listened to my podcast, then you probably heard her on episode 259. If you haven't heard that, I would go listen to episode 259 as soon as you finish this episode. She talks about the story of how she created it, the adversity she overcame, the challenges that she worked through, and just the inspirational story that I know you're absolutely going to love. But what Spa Star is, it's a luxury wrap. And it was created as a spa wrap for people who were getting beauty treatments. But what we found out is it is a piece for everyday life. People are wearing it as swimsuit cover-ups, resort wear, just to get ready in the mornings or for that special event. It is the most unique piece. And I've actually worn this thing several times. I was the actual first model for this. Maybe I'll show you guys some photos of that, Fred, when the time is right. But it is such a cool creation called the Get Ready Wrap by Spa Star. And because you're a listener, you get 15% off today because you support me. So just go to spastar.net, spastar.net, the word spa, the word star.net. And at the checkout, enter Thrive15, T-H-R-I-V-E 15, and you're going to get 15% off of your Get Ready Wrap. So many of my clients already have these and absolutely love them. We're selling them all over the country and all over the world, for that matter, to high-end luxury spas, and to people just like you that are using them inside of their own homes. They're traveling with them. They're using them at the pool. It's so really just unbelievably cool to see and witness. And I'm so blessed to be a part of it. And I'm so blessed to have Lori actually sponsoring my podcast, which I think is really, really cool. So go check out Spa Star. I know you're going to love it. It is the coolest thing ever. And guys, this isn't just for ladies. This is one of the coolest gifts you could get your any female in your life, for that matter. If Lori hadn't have created it, I would buy them for her as a gift to show her my love and appreciation. So dudes, if you're listening and you need to get a gift for your significant other or some special person in your life, go to spastar.net, grab a Get Ready Wrap. There's all kinds of colors. There's black, there's sage, there's a berry color, there's a gosh, I just went blank. There's a kind of a greeny, kind of avocado-y color. Really cool. You're definitely going to love these, I promise. So go to spastar.net, check it out, support Lori. And Lori, thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, let's get to the action. The problem is the problem. Now, let me say that one more time. The problem is the problem. Your fixation, your obsession with your problems is what's holding you back in life. Now, this podcast is not designed to piss you off. It is absolutely designed to help you. So I want you to hear me out on this. I'm going to give you some real life examples of how I've helped people overcome their obsession with their problem, their obsession with their story, like of why they're stuck. Now, we all know somebody who incessantly, maybe you, maybe yourself that you're talking, that you think about when I say this. But we all know somebody who incessantly talks about their problems. Now, a problem can be a challenge, an adversity, a situation, however you label it. I'm going to use the word problem today. But we all know somebody who obsessively talks about their story, about their problems, about why they're stuck. and they dwell on all of the reasons why they can't be successful, all of the obstacles in their way that are preventing them from moving forward. They fixate on the problem, and this becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. It actually hinders their ability to explore the possibilities of a solution. Now, my big belief system in life is this. We get to address the problem. We get to state the problem. We get to analyze and assess the problem. And then all of our effort, all of my effort has to be given to the solution. So it's probably a 10% of my time gets to be spent on the problem, talking about it. Because listen, we're all human. We love to tell people what we've got going on and the things in our life that are keeping us stuck. But most of us have this relationship flipped. So here's my solution and my formula that I use for overcoming problems, for overcoming my story. And that is, I get to spend 10% of my time on the actual problem. And that is analyzing it, obsessing about it, thinking about it, talking about it, all of those things. And then the other 90% of the time has to be spent on the solution. So I have a rule. If you're in my circle and you call me and you're like, hey, Jay, I've got a problem. I've got a situation. I've got a challenge. I've got an adversity. I say, absolutely. Let's analyze it. Your next call to me has to be about solutions. You can't call me again and want to have the same conversation that you had with me on the first call. And I'm not doing you any favors if I allow you to have that same conversation with me. But I see this over and over and over and over again in my work life, in society. We are fixated and obsessed with the problem. Why we're stuck. Jay, I'm stuck because blah, 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 blah. It's over and over and over. It's repetitive. Nobody ever comes to me and says, hey, Jay, remember that problem I talked to you about? Here are my proposed solutions for that. Nobody wants to do that, right? Because a proposed solution means that you've got to take some action on it. It means you've actually reframed the problem and you figured out how you're going to use your problem, your challenge, your adversity to actually propel you to being better, to actually propel you to never have to face that same adversity in the same fashion again. And that's where the power of reframing comes in. That's what I do is I get to spend 10% of my time focused on the actual situation. And the other 90% of the time is spent on the reframing of how am I going to use this problem as a propeller to move me forward in my life. And the reason that most people get stuck is because they have a limiting belief that they're never going to be able to overcome the problem. They're never going to be able to overcome the story that they've created. And most people have created the story. It's not even actually real. It might be real in some minuscule magnitude, but the way they tell the story is, oh my gosh, it's insurmountable. They'll never be able to overcome it. It's the Mount Everest of problems. When in reality, it's simply their limiting belief that has them stuck and not the actual problem itself. And so if people want to really create a roadmap to successfully overcoming their problems, their adversities, their challenges, their obstacles, then they've got to develop a new framework. And that framework has to be 10% of the time you've got to be able to analyze, assess, and really look at the problem for what it is and not make it bigger than what it is. Then you've got to reframe the problem and say, well, this is what I'm going to do. These are solutions I'm going to come up with to actually use this as an opportunity to answer some questions so I don't have to keep facing the same thing over and over and over again. And then you have to remove or work on your limiting beliefs as to why you don't believe you can actually overcome the obstacle. That's your success roadmap. Now, let me give you some real life scenarios. There are certain things in life that you're going to be presented with that might not be overcomable in the current situation, but you're going to have to go forward anyway. Let me give you a real life scenario. I have a client and she will not mind me telling this story. I won't say her name, but we had a coaching call last week. And since I've known this human, amazing human, one of my favorite people on the absolute planet, she has had trouble sleeping. Now, even through the course of her trouble sleeping, she lost almost 100 pounds. But now she's got this new story around her inability to sleep, which she claims is worse than it ever has been. And now you can throw some hormonal things on top of that. And for the first 15 minutes of our call, she wanted to focus on, well, I'm not sleeping. Well, my hormones. Well, I'm not sleeping. Well, my hormones. And that was the reason that she was struggling in all of the other areas of her success, all the other areas of her life, aka losing weight, eating healthy, getting back into a real momentous swing of health and wellness and well-being. And so I have this beautiful relationship with people like I'm talking about right now. We have the ability to just be radically honest with each other. It's such a gorgeous way to live that I can be so radically honest with her and she can be so radically honest back with me that we come to solutions like that. So we had a 10% of the conversation, 15% of the conversation fixated on the problem. And I said, listen, let's pause really quick because I want to make sure that I address this to you so that you know I hear where you're coming from. And this is what I want you to do whenever you've got a situation in your life. You may have to do this with yourself. You may have to say, okay, Jay, I hear you. I acknowledge you. And I'm empathetic. I'm actually pissed off with you about the problem that you're facing. And that's what I said to this client. I said, I'm actually pissed off about this with you. I don't like it either. But here's what I know for sure. Here's what I know for certain. Here's what I know to be true. You are more powerful than your problems. So I believe you, and I know this. I've worked with you for multiple years now. I know you don't sleep well, but I also know that you're able to overcome that. That your lack of sleep does not dictate bad decisions in the rest of the areas of your life because I've watched you do it. And so it was a reframe. All we did is reframe. And I got her to see, because listen, when you're in the circle of stress and the circle of adversity and the circle of challenge and the circle of the problem, sometimes it's hard to see outside of that circle because it is so overwhelming. I mean, raise your hand if you like not sleeping. Nobody, right? It sucks. It is absolutely devastating. It's horrible. But you can still make great decisions even when you don't sleep. You've just got to create a discipline in your life that you do what's required instead of what's convenient. And so I simply said, I'm like, okay, let's pause. I want you to hear me. I understand. I believe you. I'm empathetic. I'm compassionate. And I know this is a real problem. You're not sleeping. Your hormones are raging. You're hot flashing like crazy. But let's pause really quick and let's talk about the alternative. So we did. We talked about the alternative. I said, okay, we know that you've had sleep problems forever. We also know that when you're the healthiest version of yourself, you sleep better. True or not true? True. Okay. We also know that you're unwilling at this stage of your life to tackle those hormones head on, meaning you're not willing to take any kind of hormonal, bioidentical hormone replacement, anything like that. You've made that decision. True or not true? True. Okay. So those two things are we've made decisions on those. So here's what we have to decide now. What are we going to do in the face of this adversity that is going to help us move forward? We're going to do all the things we can do about sleep. We're going to meditate. We're going to have a great nightly routine. We're going to take the magnesium, the melatonin, the supplements that we're willing to take, the hormones. We know that when we don't overconsume sugar, our hot flashes are a little bit less. So we're going to do everything in our power to mitigate the problem because it's not going to go away. It's not going to go away right now, especially if we're unwilling to have external intervention on those. And I agree with her to not take based on the standpoint that she has. But what's our alternative? What are we going to do in the face of that problem and in the face of that adversity? So this is where the reframe comes in. So we reframed the whole thing. We said, okay, here's what we know. We know we're capable because we've been a shitty sleeper forever. And we lost damn near 100 pounds not sleeping very well. Okay, so we know we can do this. We know that when we get disciplined and we get on the right system and processes and we elevate our standards, we know we make better decisions. And we also know that eating poorly, not moving our body like we know we're supposed to, is going to exacerbate the lack of sleep and the hormonal issues. True or not true? True. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a system that helps us move forward in spite of the current problems that we're facing. And that's exactly what we did. We overcame the belief system because, listen, limiting beliefs aren't always something that you really honestly believe in. It's something that can get caught up in a spiral in your brain of like, oh my God, I'm stuck. Oh my God, I'm stuck. Oh my God, I'm not sleeping. Oh my God, I'm overwhelmed. This is so stressful. I'm struggling. I'm struggling. I'm struggling. I'm struggling. You can create that in a moment. So all we did is we unpacked that. And I got her to say, I'm like, listen, you're one of the strongest, smartest, most dedicated, disciplined, committed, consistent human beings I've ever known in my life, which is true. That's all true. So based on that, I know that when you decide, okay, I'm struggling with my sleep right now and my hormones are out of control, but I am not going to let that stop me. I know when you make that decision that the game's over. It might not be as easy as it was the first time, but you can dang sure make some progress. Right, so that's an example of tackling a problem that's not necessarily going to go away right now. So I always ask myself, well, what's the alternative, Jay? If I'm not willing to do A, B, C, and D to get rid of the problem, what else can I do? What else do I have to do to continue to progress and to continue to make progress and to continue to grow and expand and evolve? And that's how you reframe the situation. And then I tackle all the beliefs that I've created of why I'm stuck. Now, some of you guys are doing this with problems that are solvable. Problems that are absolutely solvable, you're doing this with. And so what I want you to do is I want you to spend 10% of the time today. I want you to write down your problem. Let's come up with a roadmap for success right now for you. I don't care what your problem is. I want you to write it down. And then I want you to spend 10 minutes focused on that problem. I want you to analyze it. I want you to scrutinize it. I want you to assess it. I want you to get just critical about it. What is the real problem? What's the real thing going on? And then for the next 50 minutes, I want you to write down solutions. I want you to write down things that are going to make that problem go away, make that problem less evasive in your life, make that problem kind of minimize itself. I want you to write down for 50 minutes, I want you to write down probable solutions. And then after you do that, I want you to walk away. And then in another hour, I want you to come back. I want you to reread the problem. And then I want you to pick a solution on that list that you are willing to do in order to mitigate the problem that you are focused with. Now, for some of you guys, the problem is going to be minuscule, but you've created such a powerful story around it of why you're stuck that you will stay stuck. It just is what it is. You're going to get what you obsess about. Your life is a product of your obsessions. Relationships, food, finances, everything. It's a product of your obsessions because you're going to get more of what you focus on. Our focus, our fixation is a self-fulfilling prophecy. If we focus on problems, we'll get more problems. I promise you, if you stop focusing on the problem and you give all your effort to the solution, you will find a solution. You're designed for that. Your brain is actually designed to provide you a solution when you start to focus on the solution. You've got a whole series of processes that go on in your brain, from your reticular activating system to your neural pathways to your problem-solving centers. It's already in there for you, but it can't overpower your obsession. And if your obsession is with your story and your problems, then you're going to get more of the stories and your problems. You're never going to be able to overcome that until you make the decision to take the power and put the power on your solutions. Some of you guys love your problems. And I know that sounds crazy to say, but you're married to your problems because they defer you away from having to take responsibility. That's a true story. And I hate to say that. That's going to irritate the heck out of some of you guys. But your problems are what's keeping you stuck. Your problems are what have you where you are right now. And some of them are real problems, but you're a solution machine. You're designed to create solutions. And if you will simply give the solution the same attention that you give the problem, there'll be no way that you can't overcome it. Or in the case of the scenario of the sleep and the hormonal story that I just gave you, there'll be no way that you don't create a pathway to grow in spite of the problem. Make sense? So let's recap and then let's get out of here because I want you to start working on the solution. Your story and your obsession is what have you stuck. So just flip the power. Give the power to the solution instead of the problem. Reframe on how when you solve this problem, you overcome this challenge, you get past this adversity, that you're going to have a new power that you never have to focus on and give that same problem the same power ever again. Number three is overcome your limiting beliefs about it. You are capable. If you're alive right now, you are capable of overcoming the problem that is in front of you. That is your success roadmap. 10% on the problem, 90% on the solution. Guys, I promise you, you can do this. I see so many people stuck by this. And I want you to get unstuck. I want you to live that abundant life that you so want to live. But you're going to have to get out from behind the shadow of that story. You're going to have to get out from behind the passion for your problem. Take all that energy and put it into the form of a solution, and your life will change exponentially. You'll start losing more. You'll start losing weight. You'll start making more money. You'll have better relationships. You'll have better self-esteem. You'll have better self-respect. You'll actually love yourself more. I promise you that all these things are true. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. And if you need some help, if you're like my client that I spoke about and you need some help reframing, overcoming the limiting beliefs, hearing some real hard, truthful information, let me know. I want you to win, and I'm here to help you. All right, guys, have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day. Be awesome to yourself and be awesome to each other. Let's overcome some problems. Let's create some solutions, and let's live that abundant life we all deserve. All right. Love you guys, and I'll see you on the next one. I hope you guys enjoyed that show as much as I did. And I want to say from the bottom of my heart, I am so thankful and so grateful that you take the time to listen to the show every week. And it means the absolute world to me. If you've got a little bit of time, it would mean everything if you would go and give the show a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening on, as well as share it with a friend or family member that you think might find value in the show. And again, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being an awesome human and listening to the Overweight Mind podcast. Thanks, and we'll see you again next week. All right, bye.